Every Wednesday round about this time, we focus on the history of a institution, a person, something that we eat here in Cape Town, here in the Western Cape, here in South Africa, and we even go as far as, you know, speaking about the global story. It's the stories that we share. It's the memories that we, of course, share. I am a child of the southern suburbs, and I remember being a kid. I have a bellyache, a toothache. It's 9 o'clock at night. Where do my parents go? My parents would go to Weinberg Pharmacy. It's an institution, a family institution, that's been part of the fabric of Weinberg since the 1940s. It's part of the rich history of that community. It's been a family-owned business, initially started by pharmacist Len Farrell. It's been dispensing medicine and balms and ointments for, what, more than 7 decades. And since then, the children of Len have been carrying that name alive. But Weinberg Pharmacy, in terms of the Farrell family, has been sold. It's no longer in their hands. It's been sold to a large medical pharmacy retail chain. We have now on the line, Brian Farrell joins us now. Of course, the son of the original owner of Weinberg Pharmacy, Len Farrell. Brian, thanks so much for joining us. It's the end of the era, but not all really lost. That part of Weinberg, as far as I can remember, quite as heritage appealed. So you've sold the pharmacy, but you still maintain control, ownership of the, what is now historic Weinberg Pharmacy building. Good morning.
Good morning, Lester, and thanks for having me on your program. Yes, you're correct. Weinberg Pharmacy was an institution and still is an institution since 1946, in fact.
Wow.
And it's been servicing the greater Weinberg community and further afield for, as you correctly say, over 7 decades. And yes, it has. We have sold, and but the pharmacy continues. It's in a different guise, still open 7 days a week, also in the evening as well. Mm. So it still continues. And we still maintain control, own the building in which Weinberg Pharmacy is located. Of course, it's not going to be called Weinberg Pharmacy for that much longer, but the public can still rely on that iconic position, you know, because it's become an institution. People know that it's always available if something happens.
Yeah, just explain briefly the history of the business. Initially started by your father, Len Farrell, who was a pharmacist. I'm born in the 80s, so I have a visual memory of Weinberg in the 1980s, early 90s. Just how did Weinberg, and particularly that main road area, look and feel in 1946? Totally different from what
it
is now.
Yes. Absolutely. It was very different. It's 1946, so my dad was newly qualified, in fact. He was in his early 20s, and his dad, my grandfather, loaned the money to buy the business. I think it was, in fact, prior to 1946, I think it was briefly opened as a pharmacy. And it was then sold. And of course, my grandfather bought the business. And shortly thereafter, and I don't have the exact date, my dad's brother, his brother George, joined him in the business. And they took it to a different level. They were basically available 24/7. There was a little flatted at the back of the building, and with a bell on the main road, and whatever time it was at night, you just rang the bell, and
there it was.
The pharmacy would be opened.
I connect Weinberg Pharmacy of late night nappy drills and late night toothaches and nausea in the middle of the night, and maybe later in my life, the more I think maybe even came for the F4 crutch once upon a time after a rugby sprain or something. It's very much connected to the needs, of course, people who need their medication, but I'm sure you've seen plenty of parents, you know, hurriedly knocking on your doors, trying to catch you open, you know, when kids get ill at night.
Correct, absolutely. We used to close at one point when I was doing my internship, because I'm also obviously a pharmacist, and we were at that stage, this was also in the 1980s, we'd close at 12, and you're just getting to 5 to 12, and the phone goes, and there's somebody coming from the northern suburbs for baby formula. So we would stay open until that person arrived. So you'd be closing at 1 o'clock in the morning or so. But yes, childhood, you know, rugby injuries. So we had clinics going. I think we were amongst the first pharmacies to operate clinics.
Yeah.
Yes, we supplied and we started importing all the crutches and wheelchairs and all the other things that people require as they age or get disabled or need mobility devices, and that grew into a separate business. In fact, that's the business I'm involved in now. So we were sort of like an all-round medical facility as such. You know, lots of doctors referred patients to us for stuff from the clinic. And you talk about in those early days, my dad would tell us that that all the local doctors in the area would gather if they were on duty at night. They'd gather in the dispensary, and it would be like a whole meeting place as such. Because the nighttime business then was very different. Even in the 80s, when you remember Weinberg Pharmacy, it was a more chilled out time. People would come in, yes, they'd come in for medicine, but then they'd stop for a chat. It wasn't hurried or pressurized. And Weinberg very much was in the early days. I mean, I'm a bit older than I was a kid in the 1960s and 70s. And we used to always, school holidays, be working in the pharmacy. And we would do all our shopping in, my mom would take us to Weinberg Main Road, Rifkin and Miller, and all these old stores to get kitted out.
There are plenty of memories that people share. I've been a customer from Brian in Tukai. I've been a customer of Weinberg Pharmacy since I came to Cape Town in 1989. It was easy to see the change in ownership when the price of aspirin was increased by a factor of 79, says Brian in Tukai. A question here, and I share the sentiments of this listener. Why do all pharmacies smell the same? It's a bit of an oddball question, but I appreciate that. I'm trying to visualize or get some neuro memory going, and I agree, all pharmacies do smell the same.
Well, you talk about, I've made a note here about smell, childhood memories. I've written here, you'd walk into the dispensary, and in the early days, you never had pre-manufactured medicines. A lot of them, all the mixtures were made in the pharmacy, and you would have all the raw materials there, and you would really then smell what a pharmacy smelled like, because you'd have all these different medicaments that had to be mixed together for the various prescriptions. So it really was evoked memories when you think about all the different smells.
Rob says, hi, Les, I'm almost sure that Weinberg Pharmacy was regarded as an old night pharmacy. And let me add on to that question. If besides MChem in Bellville, why, noting that people would need some tummy medication, something for toothache, a pain pill at any given time of the night and of the day, why aren't there that many 24-hour pharmacies? There may be others, but I'm only aware of MChem in Bellville, I think.
Yes, MChem are the only one that is open 24 hours a day. I suppose it's about staffing. It's about getting people who are willing to work those hours. And also, I suppose it's the economics of it, to see whether it's economically viable to stay open for all those hours. MChem managed to do it. But I still think it's largely about economics as well, that it's not totally cost effective to remain open,
of course,
the whole 24/7.
Alpha and Health Bay says, I grew up in Weinberg and my parents only used that pharmacy. As I grew up, I moved away and I still use the pharmacy sometimes, Weinberg Pharmacy. The staff have been there for decades and are brilliant. However, it's so sad what the area has become. Weinberg has become a slum, according to Althea. It's incredibly sad to see. I no longer live in the southern suburbs. I don't often drive down Main Road. What I have noticed is a lot of development, a lot of apartment complexes. The face of Weinberg has changed but how has that change affected your decision to sell the business, Brian?
Well, I don't think that didn't really play a role. You know, the demographics have changed. Everybody's still a customer, you know, no matter who they are. They need medical assistance and medicines. So, yes, certain areas people from certain areas view the Main Road Weinberg as being possibly unsafe, and they stay away. Mm-hmm. But in general, I think it's a perception to a large extent, and it still remains. It's a vibrant area, and it has a lot of potential still. You know, it's close to the whole area, the surrounding area is close to schools. And I don't know, I think it's a matter of time before it, one hopes, has a rebirth. But it's still an active, a vibrant area.
And an active economic area. My first job as in Standard 8 was at I was at the Woolworths in Weinberg, and was the time I've worked longer in retail at the Woolworths in Weinberg in Maynard Mall, and across the road when it used to be opposite Maynard Mall. That's where I work, and I often would travel late at night or early in the morning to either close or open or help open the store. So I'm very much still enamored with the people and the businesses and the characters of Weinberg. But Brian Farrell, really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Now the former owner of the Weinberg Pharmacy, they still own the building. It will still exist, but now under the banner of a larger retail chain. Brian, all the best. Thank you so much for your contribution, your family's contribution to the fabric and the health of the southern suburbs. Really appreciate it.